Greetings to you again. This is Reverend Caesar coming to you on BBS Radio. It is a great pleasure to come to you to talk to you again and bringing you the good news. The good news is really my title. It's a great news. I want to talk to you today about the Serenity Prayer, which has nothing to do with the Bible, but I want you to listen attentively. What is destined to be, would be, whatever. You cannot turn back the hands of time. No way. So why there are so much hunger in the world today? Things are happening in front of us and we cannot put a finger on it. So much injustice, justice for one and injustice for the other. And one of the main thing, have you ever wondered why there's so much hatred among your fellow men? Who breathe the same air? Who drink the same water and eat the same food, but yet they spews out venom of hatred? There are many things we don't know why they're happening and we have no answers for it. Many, many things. It has been claimed, though, that a theologian, Reinhold Niebuhr, in 1943 wrote, "Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference." When we are caught in the crossroads of life and groping in darkness without any sense of direction, we ask ourselves, what now? What next? Which direction shall I go? But the Bible states, it states very clearly that when we call, the Lord will answer. Some people get preferential treatment, while others are being denied the basic necessities of life and becomes victims of circumstances. So let me go back again. Why there are so much venom being spewed out against others? Sure, not in the food we eat or eating, nor in the same water we drink, and or neither in the air we breathe. Why? Why? State it clear here. The Serenity Prayer is not part of the Bible. It is a prayer from the 20th century and attributed to Reinhold Niebuhr. But however much of the sentiment of the prayer is rooted in biblical themes, the request for serenity from God is a common theme in the scriptures. For example, Christ himself promises peace to his followers. Peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. So do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid. And you find John, find that in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, 27. And the Apostle Paul, when writing to the church of Philippi, implies that the peace of God comes when we have given all our anxious thoughts to God in prayer. It says, in nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God which passes all understanding will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus. We find that in Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. And so in the second request for courage to change the things I can, there is a promise in the scripture from the writings of the prophet Isaiah. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. Isaiah 41:10. And so in the letter to James, we are encouraged to ask God for his wisdom, and he will give generously. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. So you can find that in James chapter 1, verse 5. But what is God's wisdom? The following is how James defines it. Says, you may find it helpful to look at these attributes and consider if you have them or not when you ask the Lord for wisdom as you pray the serenity prayer. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. That's how God operates. So you can go to God and ask God for anything, and nobody else going to know about it. That he's a trusting God, and he can keep secret. And you find that in James chapter 3, verse 17. You see? Say, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. And the wisdom to know the difference. The Apostle Paul writes, when I am weak, then I am strong. See, this brings to mind any areas in your life that you are failing in and where you want to see change. Ask God for his courage and strength to overcome these problems as you meditate on the image of God. Allow God's light to flood your being with his strength and hope. Always. And you say, and the wisdom to know the difference. The Lord gives wisdom from his mouth, come knowledge and understanding. Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. Yeah, from the New International Version. Everything ultimately comes from our God in heaven. The clothes we wear, the food we eat, our families and loved ones, and the very breath in our bodies. So give thanks to God for his goodness and the wisdom that he has nurtured in you. Offer him your life and allow him to lead you in the areas where change is possible. And ask for his grace to cover you in the areas where you feel things are too difficult for you right now. And you might be going through some things, but don't give up, for God will not give up on you. Take it to God in prayer. The words and the images above from the shape of this triangle, just as this prayer has three elements, yet is one prayer. So the Lord is three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and yet is one God, perfectly unified in love. From wisdom, we are led back to serenity and the place of rest and calm. And so before you finish spending one more minute receiving God's peace, allow his peace to permeate you. Let it permeate your whole being. And the Bible says, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verse 7. Give God thanks for all what he has done for you. You see, when we go back and we study the serenity prayer, when we study the serenity prayer, which is the main focus, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So it is just living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as a pathway to peace, taking, as he did, this sin world as it is. Yes. Not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right. And so you study, if I surrender to his will, so that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever and ever. Trust in God. There are things we cannot change. This serenity prayer, some say it's, you know, that the Alcoholics Anonymous took this over as theirs. They used this prayer all the time. You see, as the serenity prayer is at the very heart of the ethos of Alcoholics Anonymous. The 12-step program originally published in 1939, emphasizes the need to recognize we have a problem when we are unable to change on our own. and belief in a greater power than ourselves who is able to help us. And so the AA then encourages members to adopt a new code of behavior through prayer and the help of anyone who wish to help. This program of 12 steps is not restricted to the AA. It is also the cornerstone of many other groups devoted to the recovery of people suffering from behavioral addiction. Many people. Addressing God as the higher power. Because we are unable to change things that are happening in our lives. We become victims of circumstances. And we grapple with complexities and wonder why. So God is the higher power who is always with us. Lord, bless your name. That should be your prayer. Come into my life. Let me know your will and help me to live it out each day. This should be your prayer every day. Give me today that which I need and help me show forgiveness to others just as you show forgiveness to me. Please protect me from temptation and restore me when I fall. For everything I have comes from you, Lord, and all good things are yours, as it has always been and will always be, forever and ever. Amen. And that should be your prayer daily. It should be your daily prayer. So it is most this writer, this American theologian, Reinhold Niebuhr, in 1892 to 1971, the prayer appears in print. The first four lines of the prayer are an adaptation of the original text. The new section appears. The meaning of the Serenity Prayer. In the first and most famous stanza, there is a threefold request to God for serenity, courage, and wisdom. The first two lines are a prayer for peace to accept what cannot be altered in oneself. Cannot. The third line is a request for fortitude to overcome that which is possible to achieve or overcome. Courage to do that. The fourth line is a prayer for discernment to know when to accept a situation or when to challenge it. That's the wisdom. Yeah. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And so the whole meaning here, the theme of this, it is a prayer for the acceptance of hardship and prayer of trust in God that He will bring peace and happiness. And so the meditation ends by looking forward to life everlasting beyond the grave, echoing the Christian belief in the hope of eternity. Ephesians 1:18. Yeah. I'm telling you about this serenity prayer. It has meaning. It is known by many titles. Some popular examples are the Alcoholic's Prayer, the AA Prayer, the Serenity Prayer is widely used all about the place. There are many things, many, many things it has been used for. And so the full original copy of the Serenity Prayer is God give us grace to accept with serenity. This is it. Grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed. The courage to change the things which should be changed. And the wisdom to distinguish the one from the other. And so going back, living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting the hardship as a pathway to peace, taking as Jesus did, this sinful world as it is, not as I will have it, trusting that you will make all things right. If you surrender your will, so that Christ, you may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with you forever in the next with Christ. The Serenity Prayer is one of the most well-known prayer of our time. It is a common name for a prayer originally written by this man. I tell you, grant me, Lord, the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. You find you just, no matter what you do, you're not getting things happening. It's nothing happening. You've been praying all over, you've been going different places, yet things are not happening. You put your hands on your head and you stood at the crossroads of life. And you wonder, has God forgotten me? What have I done? No. What have I done? No. That is asking God for his divine direction. You know, God gave us grace to accept with serenity the things that cannot be changed, courage to change the things that should be changed, wisdom to distinguish the one from another. According to researchers, this man believed that the first version of the Serenity Prayer was quoted from memory. I strongly believe that. And so he went on and he says, "Oh God and Heavenly Father, grant to us the serenity of mind to accept that which cannot be changed. Grant to us the serenity of mind to accept that which cannot be changed. The courage to change the things we can, and the wisdom to know the difference." Yeah. Plenty. It's deep. I hope you, this will be a blessing to you all. Because we wonder. And we find our soul becomes so hungered, because there is a longing. Grant us, O Lord, grant us. Grant us. It takes courage to stand up. For example, to City Hall. But sometimes changes are necessary. Because this is the courage to change things I can and wisdom to know the difference. You know, like there is a story that one city fought against the fluoride being added to the city's drinking water supply because they had read that there were dangers in drinking certain amounts of fluoride in the water over a long period of time, and the particular risk were infants and young children. The city's resident took to the street and received over 5,000 signatures. So to make a long story short, you know, even so, it takes courage to take a stand in order to fight for that which is best for you in your interest. And I know America was able to secure independence, but not until a long, protracted, bloody war against the British. And so as relating to a person's life, some things can be changed and some things cannot be changed. And so there is wisdom in knowing the difference between the two. Clearly, the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. And happy is the man who finds wisdom. And the man who gains understanding. Proverbs 3:13. We cannot change a neighbor who is difficult to get along with because it's next to impossible to change another person. Even so, he who is devoid of wisdom despises his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his peace. Proverbs 11:12. And in conclusion, so this coming to the end, remember this. Those who have made peace with God through the blood of Christ, have the assurance of having had the wrath of God removed from them. Or as Paul writes, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1. Because he himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation. Ephesians 2:14. We can have peace or serenity with God because having made peace through the blood of the cross, we will be found blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Is this possible? It is because he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. For those who have refused to recognize that they are sinners, there is no serenity, because the wrath of God will be revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Romans 1:18. And for them, there is no peace. Isaiah 40:22. I have come to an end, and I pray that this message is a blessing to you. I pray that you will have a wonderful week, and the peace of God surrounds your life, and the Lord will give you his protection. Day after day, and cover you with his precious blood. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you all for listening. Amen.